What's up, guys? Yesterday, my family and I watched the Netherlands versus Taiwan World Baseball Classic. I noticed the enthusiastic cheerleader in the crowds, supporting the team, and at least cheered for like 4 hours. Although I didn't really know what was going on, I still think they did a great job and won us lots of glory. The Peril by Emily John. Chapter 8. I woke up in Jared's office with Nathan and Kyle surrounding me. Ugh, why am I here? I ask, rubbing my eyes. I'll tell you why, Jared says with a goofy grin on his face. Mr. Raymond saw the video and he said the people here will all be in danger because of this Bugsy. We will all be moving to Arena 4. Oh, really? I ask. I heard there would be better conditions. Nathan nods. Oh, Mr. Raymond said we will all be moving today. After a horrible meal, a bunch of other boys and I were rounded up by a few grown-ups. Get into the truck, one shouts. Where are we going? A boy asks me. We're getting transferred to another arena, I tell him. This place is crawling with bugs. After we all got into the truck, they started heading to Arena 4. The drivers got problems. Once we hit a speed bump, a boy called Tom hit his head on a wall. The driver actually backed the car to hit the speed bump again, just because he can. It was not a good experience. The truck stops suddenly and Tom hits his head again. Get off the truck, the man shouts. What is this place? Tom asks, rubbing his head. Move, the man shouts. He started pulling us out of the truck. Get off, he mutters when he reaches me. There's a big white building standing before me with a huge sign that reads Arena 4. I saw Jared walking towards me. Henry, I just received an emergency message that saying you have to fight with the peril today. Today, I ask, but I'm not ready yet. Don't worry, the first fight is usually quite easy. I follow him into the building. It looks similar to Arena 5, but the hallways are much bigger. We walk down to the supply room. He points at boxes of weapons. Choose one now, he demands. There are 4 boxes, reading swords, guns, baseball bat, and fishing net. Some of these are quite weird, but they all come in handy. So choose one. Hurry. Baseball bat, I laugh. Jared picks up the bat and hands it to me. No, I was kidding, I say. Too late. Once you touch your weapon, you can't change it until your next fight. Those are the rules. But I don't even play baseball. How do I fight with one of these? Jared sighs. Just wave it around and hit the monster when it approaches you. That sounds hard, I whine. I'll call Mr. Raymond and tell him to pair you up with the baby peril, he says, looking at his watch. I'm gonna leave a message for him. He starts recording. Hello, Mr. Raymond. This is Jared. Please pair Henry up with a smaller peril. Thank you. My watch vibrated. Oh, that means you have a fight coming up. Good luck. I take the baseball bat and walk up the stairs to the big arena. Name? A huge man asks. Henry Keith, I say nervously. Wait here, he says, then walks away. Right after he disappears, my watch starts playing a video. Hello, Henry Keith. Welcome to Arena 4. You are soon going to enter a fight. When the door opens, walk out and wave at the crowd. Good luck. I take out my earpiece and put it on. Hey, Jared, what is happening? You're about to enter the fight, he says. Just walk out and wave at the crowd. I just saw the peril you're fighting. It's very small. I hear the sound of people cheering and the door in front of me starts to open. While I was walking out into the arena, I freaked out and tripped over my foot. Everyone laughed. Focus, Henry. Nobody dies in their first fight. I wave at the crowd, but no one's paying attention because I tripped earlier. As soon as I reach the middle of the arena, the other door starts to open. A very small pair waddles out. The crowd was in awe, pointing at the small monster. "Is this a joke?" I asked Jared. "What harm can this small monster cause?" "Don't underestimate that monster," he says. "It may look small, but it still has very sharp teeth." "So what should I do? Hit the tiny little peril?" "Yeah," he says. "Look to your left." I turn and see Jared waving at me with a disturbing grin. "Don't make that face," I order. The judge blows his whistle. The monster made a cute screaming sound. It starts walking towards me, opening its mouth and showing his sharp little teeth. The peril doesn't scare me. In fact, it's the most adorable thing I've ever seen. "Isn't that monster so cute?" I say to Jared. "Is there any chance I don't kill him and keep it as a pet?" The crowd laughed at my question. "Don't get carried away," Jared says. "Just focus on killing the monster." I sigh and charge toward the monster. It lets out a tiny scream and starts running in the opposite direction. "It's afraid of me," I laugh. "Just kill it," Jared says impatiently. I start chasing it again. It wasn't hard to catch the monster. I was about to hit it, but I stopped. "What are you doing?" "It's running away," Jared shouts. I watch as the tiny peril runs away. "Is there a less painful way to kill this monster?" I ask. "Well, since it's so small, I guess if it falls down, it will die." I got an idea. I reached out my foot and tripped the monster. It fell down and stopped moving. "Victory," Jared shouts. The crowd cheers. "That was much easier than I thought," I say. I walk back to the basement. "Hey, loser," a boy shouts. "Why is your peril so small? And all you did was trip it. You have no idea what it's like to fight an actual peril." "Yeah, what did you mean by that was much easier than I thought? You literally did nothing." The boy starts to chime in. "Whatever," Nathan tells me. "It would be more embarrassing if you fought a big peril and then lost." "No," I say with gritted teeth. "I'll prove to those boys I can kill an actual peril, and finally get them to respect me." I push open the basement door and run upstairs to Jared's office. "Henry," he says, putting down the taco he's eating, "what do you want?" "The boys are making fun of me," I say angrily. "I want to fight a big peril, the biggest peril in this building." "Don't be crazy," Jared says. "The biggest peril is like 3 times bigger than me. Are you sure you can handle that?" I nod confidently. "If I win this fight, those boys will have to respect me," I say. Jared sighs. "If you insist," he says. He reaches for his phone and dials Mr. Raymond's number. "Good evening, Mr. Raymond," he says. "Henry wants to fight the biggest peril you can find tomorrow at 12. Thank you." He hangs up the phone. The next day, Jared woke me up very early in the morning. "Wake up," he whispers. I look around. The room was completely dark. Everyone's still asleep. "Come on, we're going to eat breakfast before your big fight." "But it's 4 a.m., I groan, looking at my watch. "Get up," he demands. "We have a lot to do." He dragged me out of the basement and into the cafeteria. He takes out a carton of milk and pours it into a glass cup. To my surprise, the milk is mixed with chili powder. "Spicy things are very appetizing," he says. "Ew, gross," I say. "There's no way I'm drinking that." He hands me the milk. "Here," he says. "No, I can't stand spicy things." He sighs and puts the milk aside. He pulls out a regular carton of milk. I gladly gulped it down. He had me train on the field until 11. He gave me a healthy lunch and we went down to the basement to pick the weapon. "This is the best and most powerful weapon," he says, pointing. I look down at the sword he's pointing at and pick it up. "The best way to kill a peril is to cut his head off. I don't know how thick the peril you're fighting is," he says. I look at my watch and it's 11:40. I'm gonna go tell the boys to come to the arena and finish this pair off. I rush down to the basement and push the door open. "Hey guys," I shout, "come on out. I'm fighting the biggest peril in this building." "Okay," Dale says, "we'll go watch you fight." They follow me into the arena and sit in the front row. "Hey Henry," Jib whispers, waving at me. He's hiding something behind his back. I walk towards him. He made sure nobody's watching, then stuffed something into my hand. "What's this?" I ask. "A small knife," he says. "Emergency use only. Don't let anyone see you taking it out if you have to use it. Now put that in your sock." I did as he said and walk out into the arena. The crowd cheers when they see me. I see Dale pointing at me and laughing. The other door opens and a very big peril walks out. "Uh-oh," I say. It's at least 20 feet tall, with super long yellow fangs and claws. It roars loudly. I'm gonna die, I think. It charges towards me. I tried to wave my sword, but my arms wouldn't listen. I realized I dropped my weapon on the ground. I reached for it, but the monster picked it up, opened his mouth wide and swallowed it. Used the back of knife, I think. I pretend to trip and take out the knife. That's when I realize something. This knife isn't gonna work. It's way too small. It's smaller than that peril's huge fingers. There's no way I could kill it with this. It roared again and walked towards me. I back off until I bump into the wall of the arena. This is it, I think. I'm gonna die right here, right now. The peril's drooling just by looking at me. It opens his mouth, clearly ready to swallow me whole. It reaches down. Now his claws are inches away from my face. I shut my eyes and waited for it to pounce. The end.